Over the ditch, a long campaign trail comes to an end today for Australia's political leaders, the country going to the polls tomorrow. And according to the latest polling numbers, Labour under leader Anthony Albanese remains in the box seat to form a government, about 53.6% support. Scott Morrison's Liberal Party will hope the polls have got it wrong, though, if it's to win another term. Let's go to ABC political reporter Matthew Doran, who's with us from Canberra. Kia ora, Matthew. Thank you for talking to us. The polls tightening inevitably in the run-up to polling day. Who's going to win?
That's a great first question there, Susie. Good morning to you. Quite frankly, no one really knows. There is still a bit of a trauma from the 2019 election when all of the polling was saying that Bill Shorten, the then Labor leader, was going to lead his party to victory, and it didn't happen. And that's why everyone is taking the latest polling figures with a grain of salt. If you do, as you pointed out there, if you do look at the figures alone at the moment, it does look like Anthony Albanese will become Australia's next Prime Minister. But Scott Morrison, he cannot be discounted. He is known as a very strong campaigner, particularly in the dying days of a campaign. That's what he did last time. He enjoys pressing the flesh and meeting people and seems to get energised from that whole process as well, winning people over in the process. So it will be a very fascinating last couple of hours in this election campaign. We're currently on a bus not with the opposition leader at the moment, but travelling to meet up with the opposition leader as he does a three-state sweep of Australia, trying to secure some last-minute votes from Australians in South Australia, Victoria and Tasmania, whereas the Prime Minister this morning waking up in Western Australia, doing one last sweep over in WA before heading back east and continuing his campaigning into the evening.
Now, Labor's election commitments would cost the budget an extra $7.4 billion, I'm reading. Is something like that going to give the electorate a bit of a shock?
Well, this is something that with the issue of economic management has been put front and centre of this campaign. We've heard so much about it from the coalition saying that Labor cannot be trusted with money, Labor saying that that's pretty rich, coming from a coalition which has overseen the nation's debt figures and deficit figures skyrocket, albeit because we have gone through that pandemic period as well. The calculation for Labor here is effectively that the Australian public are going to find an extra $7.4 billion on the budget books somewhat palatable because of the circumstances the nation finds itself in and the fact that the COVID-19 pandemic has really rewritten a lot of those fiscal rules. So that is the calculation from Labor. It is arguing that there should be measures such as cheaper childcare, there should be upgrades to energy infrastructure across the country to make Australia more productive. That's how Anthony Albanese describes it. However, Scott Morrison still campaigning on a bit of a more of the same sort of approach and saying that the coalition is best placed to secure Australia's future.
And an election in the time of COVID, has that, amongst other things, pushed people to the polls early?
There are a lot of people who are voting early through either postal vote applications, although it must be pointed out that those who do apply for postal vote applications, not all of them actually send them back. But we have seen pre-poll voting open for the last 2 weeks or so. There are millions of Australians who have already cast their ballot. That could lead to a quite interesting dynamic tomorrow night as those results come in, because it could actually mean that the results don't come in. We do have to wait a bit longer to find out where those numbers are falling in key seats across the country. So it is certainly pushing people out to vote a little bit earlier. And we're also expecting today a potential court challenge to some of the rules around people who have been infected with COVID in the last week or so, and how that might affect their voting ability as well.
Matthew Doran of the ABC, thank you very much.